Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. MidCare and Farm Talk recently got a crop update from Peterson Farm seed agronomist Rick Swenson.
It's the heat and the humidity. The people say it's not the heat, it's the humidity, but it's both today. How's that affecting our crops?
They're definitely kind of shutting down during the day, that's for sure. You know, anything above those mid-80s, and yeah, we're definitely not moving real fast when it gets this hot.
Yeah. Ken, now, we've seemed to, this year, receive just enough rain to, in most cases, keep the crops alive. And if we get another shot of rain here today, are we going to be okay? We've certainly taken the top off these yields, but how do you kind of analyze the various crops, Rick?
You know, it's been kind of a hit and miss year. It depends on where you are. Some areas look really, really good, and yeah, others are kind of past that point of no return. You know, it kind of started with the wheat early on, and we saw that it was too hot. It pushed it along. But even getting some of the winter wheat reports out of South Dakota, some of those guys were actually pretty happy with what they did get. But, yeah, it just depends on where you are. You look at the end-on maps, really, from east to west, everybody, some areas have picked up 11 inches, really, since the beginning of May, and other areas have picked up actually less than 2. And that really is going to tell the story of what the crop looks like right now.
Yeah. Well, we've got heat. We've got some plenty growing degree days, but we're kind of starved for moisture. But it seems like there's always a good crop of weeds or pests. So what kind of pests are rearing their ugly heads and wings?
You know, we were just talking about that a little bit ago. And when you get these dry conditions, it's kind of unknown a little bit, but fungus is actually a really big, it helps us a lot. There's a lot of different fungus out there that infect insects and kill insects. And that's something year in, year out that you don't even really ever see. So when you get into these dry conditions, you know, there's no dew in the morning. There's really no moisture on the plants at all. It kind of lets these insects do whatever they want. And especially, you know, if there is anything lush out there, they're going to be leaving the grass, the burned up grass and different things like that, and finding these lush plants, you know, like a corn silk right now. There's a lot of moisture in those, so we've been seeing more things there, or the actively growing leaves on the soybeans. So it's kind of a 1-2 punch. It's kind of a cause and effect type of thing.
Interesting. So it's kind of like a toe fungus or something like that, that no matter how healthy they are, they're still vulnerable, huh?
Right, right. And in given ideal conditions, you can see way more than you would normally see.
All right. Interesting. Okay. So you mentioned the corn silk. Some of it will be turning a little soon. And the spider mites, another drought year issue. How bad are spider mites this year?
You know, especially on the soybeans, I got reports out in South Dakota last week of a bunch of spider mites showing up. And we are starting to see them now through Minnesota. So if you are running into some of those drier soils, I would get out there and start looking. You know, you can find those leaves. They got a little bit of a crinkle to them or kind of a mottle to them, a little bit of a yellow or lighter color. And if you flip over the underside of the leaf, it almost has like a cottony appearance. And they're hard to see. If you actually don't have a little hand lens or a magnifying lens, you might not even see them. And they're about the quarter, heck, even 10% the size of a normal aphid. So they can kind of go unnoticed. But one easy thing to do, see if you do have them out there, is grab a sheet of paper and shake them over a sheet of paper, and you can actually see them crawling around on that white sheet of paper. It's a good way to tell, too.
Again, that is the lead field agronomist with Peterson Farm Seed, Rick Swenson. This is Inside Agriculture.